What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
People are going to Nash. So if you happen to be someone who will be celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow and you have run out of ideas as to what to do, this evening's program is for you. And we will be getting into it with my guests. So I have with me Joel Efum. He is the COO for Gift Pal. Joel, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I also have with me Rita Clotty. She is a tech expert. Rita, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I also have with me another guest, and he'll be joining us. He is in the person of Eric, and Eric works with e-crime. He'll be joining us as we move on with our discussions today. Now, we are live on Facebook and YouTube at Joy 99.7 FM. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. Before we get into our discussions, we would like to share with you what is happening in the tech space. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends?
Welcome to another episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. In this week's trends, Instagram and Threads will stop recommending political content. Facebook and Instagram to label all fake AI images. Cybersecurity Authority has warned of cybercrimes ahead of Valentine's Day. And finally, Apple Cash will offer virtual card numbers for online shopping. Let's settle for the details. Meta is making it easier to avoid political content on Instagram and Threads. Users can now choose to have it recommended to them explicitly. The company is expanding its existing policy on Reels that restricts political content to only people you follow. This means that users will not see social issue posts in their recommended feeds on Instagram and Threads. Also, Meta plans to implement a technology to identify and label images created by other companies' AI tools on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Currently, Meta labels AI images made by their own systems and aims to increase industry efforts to combat AI fakery with the new tech still in development. The Cybersecurity Authority of Ghana has advised the general public to watch out for online shopping and romance scams during the season of Valentine's Day. According to the authority, some malicious cyber actors exploit the celebration to defraud unsuspecting victims through various schemes. Of the total losses recorded for 2020, 2023 at least 3,558,940 Ghana cedis was lost through online shopping and romance scams. The authority is reminding the public to exercise caution and due diligence in their online activities. And finally, Apple Cash is reportedly introducing a virtual card number in the iOS 17.4 beta for online shopping where Apple Pay is not an option. This new feature will offer a novel security code for each transaction and can be accessed through autofill in Safari for easy use. Apple Cash users will be prompted to set up virtual card number on their beta version, which will allow them to check the card details, including expiration date and security code, via the settings menu. That's it for this week's Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. Catch you same time next week.
Imagine strutting into the most anticipated wedding of the year, only to see seven other girls wearing your exact same outfit.
You are special and one of a kind, and that's why whether it's voice, data or SMS, you get to enjoy personalized offers tailored to your specific needs with MTN Just For You. Dial *141# or select your options on the My MTN app to redeem your unique Just For You package on Ghana's best mobile network. MTN.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open.
I might only have. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. This evening, we are having a conversation on how to spice up your vows day tomorrow using some geeky ways. That is tech love. That's what we're talking about today. Now, I mentioned just before we went to listen to the Emerging Tech Trends that we have with us Eric Kweku Mensah, who is the lead financial crimes and AML at eCrime Bureau. If you listened to the Emerging Tech Trends, one of the news that was mentioned was that Cyber Security Authority has released information concerning people who are being scammed. And just last year in 2023, there was over 3 million Ghana cedis in romance scams. And because of this, we know we are talking about love tech, but then we would want everyone to be on the lookout. We know tech is good, and that is why Eric will be joining us later in our conversation so that we can all be on the lookout and be cautious for no one to be scammed. But before we would do that, we would first talk about how you can spice up your vows day tomorrow using some geeky ways that we are going to share with you. As I mentioned, I have with me Joel Efum, who works at Gift Power as a COO, and then Rita Clotty. They would be joining me for this discussion today. But before we get into it, I just want to find out from you, what are your plans for tomorrow for vows day? Is it going to be Netflix and chills? Because you're talking about tech love today. Are you going to be receiving a tech present? Evans was asking, what are some of the ways? Maybe somebody decides to do Netflix and chills. Let me hear from you. Send me your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. I'd like to hear from you. How are you going to spend your vows day tomorrow? Whether you have some ideas on doing something about tech tomorrow. Now, I'm just going to get into our conversation for today. So first, I'm going to start off with you, Joel. What are some of the things that you do? Let me first ask, in celebrating vows day, anything to share with us?
Personally?
Yes, personally.
Ghana Nashe Society.
Ghana Nashe. So you're one of the people that I mentioned.
But I'm not really, you know, big on Valentine's Day. No, and, you know, so
you celebrate it at all?
Well, it depends. I can't celebrate it alone. So
really, you can't buy yourself a drink.
Yeah, I'm not big on gifts like that, you know. So maybe if my partner wants, you know, yeah, we celebrate together, but not alone.
Okay, yeah. Rita.
So I think this year I don't know yet.
This is interesting.
I don't know yet if I'll be gnashing tomorrow or I'll spend it. So
really,
but I'm not really big on it because I sometimes feel like, if you want to show me love every day. You don't need to wait for a vow stick. But if you want to, I'm open. I'll take it.
Okay. I hope whoever is listening, if you want to, we are open to it. For me, I think, as you mentioned, it's not just that one day that you can show love, but it's also nice if that one day that is set aside to show love, you get something or you are celebrating it. All right, so we are in the tech era right now, and we see that tech is doing a lot of things in the world around us. But then, can we use tech to make our Valentine's Day special? Can we use tech today? I'll start with you, Rita.
Okay, so I think tech can make our Valentine's Day special. Let me even take you back to when we're in high school. When you want to send a letter or express love to somebody, you have to send a letter. And it will take like months or days before a baby gets to the person's school or where you want to send it to. But now I can just express myself by sending you a text instantly, telling you how I feel. And I don't need to wait. And that is also what tech does. I can just pick up my phone, call you, tell you how I feel, send you a gift, and you just receive it. So tech has made love and relationship much easier as compared to back then.
Much easier. When you talk about those times in school, I just remembered back then in SHS and how Valentine's Day was such a hit. As seniors, when we were juniors, they would just wait, pack every post that came, everything that was received via post, and then they would keep it until the day. And that morning of the Valentine's Day, by the time you get to the class, everyone's desk, anyone who received a gift, if you didn't receive it, everybody there will know you really nasty. It wasn't cool for some of us. But anyway, Joa, what about you? How do you think tech is helping us celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, you know, people actually believe that tech has, you know, directed the way people show love in this modern day era. But I don't think it's so. And then let's take distant relationship, for example. I don't think relationships like that will survive without tech. And then mainly because of, you know, no communication between people, no video calls, meaning so I think tech is even sustaining relationships. And right now the stuff available to us online is very vast. Like right now, you can go to YouTube, you can go to TikTok, get relationship tips, what to do on Val's Day. You know, so it makes expressing love, you know, different. You know, you can show love in different ways because you're able to see how people, other people, you know, celebrate Val's Day.
Definitely. Now we can do that. Because Eric will be joining us later on, and we are talking about something to do with celebrating Val's Day and tech, I just want to get your input on this, Eric. Do you think that tech is really something that we can be using in celebrating Val's Day?
It would help spice the relationship.
Mm.
There are a lot of ideas, a lot of creative ways that one can, you know, use tech to spice up the relationship. Not necessarily even physically being present with the person, particularly for the long distances.
Right. All right. So, particularly for the long distance relationships, because now there is video call. There are so many ways that people can end up interacting with their loved ones. You don't have to wait for months or weeks to receive your letter in the post. So, yes, tech is really helping us when it comes to spicing up Valentine's Day. So today we want to talk about the different ways that we can make the Valentine's Day more special for those who be celebrating up. I mean, some people may be gnashing, but then they can still get the ideas. Who knows? They don't have to just do it on the Valentine's Day. It's simply, how can we spice up this special day using tech around us? I'll start with you, Joel.
Okay, thank you. So right now, there's, you know, a lot of emerging technologies, especially AI, specifically ChatGPT, where, you know, people can go to ChatGPT or download the app on their phone. And then, you know, in case they don't have any idea of what to do on Valentine's Day, they can make that their go-to point, you know, in getting ideas. So let's say maybe you put in a prompt how to celebrate Valentine's Day with maybe a self-sexual if your partner claims to be that. So that gives you, you know, a list of things you can do for your partner and all that. Also, you can create digital photo albums using, yeah, let's say, Canva. So it's very easy to use too. Anybody can go to Canva. There's an app and also there's a website that you can go to, canva.com. There are a lot of templates you can use, edits, you know, put your partner's pictures on it. You can also make a video template, just put pictures, maybe make a slideshow.
Yeah.
Post it on Instagram. Let everybody see your partner. You know, let them get a confidence. Yeah.
Or maybe you're even married to them.
Yes. So I think that also boosts their confidence, knowing that they are not in the relationship alone. Because other people get to see that you're in a relationship with this person. Also, I come back to ChatGPT, where,
yeah,
you can get captions to use. But you should make sure that it resonates perfectly with how you feel about the person.
I like what you just said. You make sure that it resonates with the person and then how you feel, because we are talking about ChatGPT, and sometimes the responses from ChatGPT could just be generic.
Yeah.
So even if you are using AI to get some of the tips or what you want to even send as a message, it would be good for you to customize it to suit your partner.
Using the right prompt.
Yes, using the right prompt. I think Richard can give us some more details on that. Then you add, what are some of the ways we can?
Okay, so I like the idea where he mentioned posting your partner on social media. It's also the form of using tech.
Yes.
Because a lot of, I don't know, in our generation, a lot of people tend to hide their partners.
Yeah.
Just posting the person on social media on Valentine's Day is kind of like a gift on its own, because a lot of people are hiding the people they are with. And
special reasons, I guess.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And then if you're someone who also love like writing letters but don't know how to write, like you said, ChatGPT can help you write those letters. And there's also now digital photo albums.
Yeah.
Where you can send, photo frames, where like you put pictures on it, you can give to the person to put on their decks, and then the pictures changes, aside giving them the maybe soft copies. And also somebody who is like a gamer like myself, I am a girl who loves games. I like playing Mortal Kombat, all the GTA, Gran Turismo. So with somebody like me, you can do is get a game like for two players. We can spend the night playing with popcorn. You can buy it, we play. And another thing you can do
that.
Is
interesting.
Getting a customized playlist for somebody. So you can either send it to them. I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but you can even be on a FaceTime with somebody, either video call, and play the music just to express how you feel with a person.
Okay, so for those listening, you can be on FaceTime and play music.
So Apple has that feature where you can still play music when you're having a conversation with somebody on FaceTime. So you can do that, or there are some new designs out where you can give the person a bracelet, or a queue holder. It comes with a QR code. When they scan, it opens an entire playlist of music you want the person to listen to show how you want to express yourself to them. And you mentioned Netflix and chill. We can also do long distance Netflix and chill.
If
you are in a long distance relationship with somebody. So I think those are some of the ideas you can use to spice it up.
So vows, it doesn't have to be boring. With tech, we can do many things, and it doesn't have to be so expensive too. Eric, I'm going to come back to you on this. What do you think are some of the ways that people can express themselves using tech?
Okay, so I'm going to handle it from the love languages angle.
Okay.
Right? So you know the love languages, we have about 5. Words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts, right? You can leverage technology to make it unique. So for example, receiving gifts, right? You can go onto social media or go to any e-commerce site, order a gift and have it delivered to your partner, but it should be anonymous. That will make your partner feel what's happening. And that's what brings the intriguing aspect of
that's what spices it up.
Spices it up. That is leveraging on technology for the receiving gifts. You can even leverage on technology for words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So you can send a text message, drop some love message, go to WhatsApp, drop a love message. All the social media platforms that your partner is using, you can drop small. So from morning to evening, you've actually made it so... that's so nice. And I heard Netflix and chill. You can decide to even do a Zoom call, right, with your partner alone, project a movie, watch together.
So is this for people who are not necessarily living together?
It can be for people who are not necessarily living together. Even if you are living together, you could just do it just for the shaggy reason.
Tech love.
And the other bit, the last one before you take over, right, is you can decide to go and experience VR. Right, so you go to, I know some places, I wouldn't mention them, but you go there, you and your partner, you go and use the VR headset, have some, you know, fun time on Vows Day, right? So that's it.
Yeah,
we definitely have to have some fun times.
Yeah,
you sound excited about what he was
doing. I just want to add something. So like the VR, he said, I think we don't have that in Ghana, but some people use it for dates and stuff like that. And then also I think there are arcades in Ghana you can also visit to play some of those tech games, just to give her a new experience. It's not always about let's go for dinner, let's go and eat. That trend is becoming like a lot.
Okay, Mr. Stephen Richard, quick with you. This is to the both of us, and happy Vows Day in advance, dear. We are really learning a lot, and like we are saying, it doesn't have to be the same old way that we go about it. We can actually spice it up with tech, and that's why we are having this discussion today. We have to find different ways, because sometimes it gets to Valentine's Day and people have just run out of ideas. And I remember, was it last year or so, when some people were saying, please, the ladies, stop buying the boxer shorts and singlets. We are looking at different ways we can have tech spice up our Valentine's Day for those who are married and those who are courting. That is something that you can look at doing. So can we talk about gifting and what are the ways couples can use tech to inform their loved ones about the kind of gifts they would want to receive from them? I think gift power can play a role there. So I'll start with you, Joel.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, people can use GiftPal. You know, you can, when you visit the website giftpal.co, there are a variety of gifts available that you can go browse through, see the ones that you like. So when you see the ones that you like, you click on it, and then you go to the address bar.
So it's giftpal.com.
.co.
.co, okay. Yeah.
So when you copy the link in the address bar, you can send it to your partner or post it on your status, Instagram, Facebook, let anybody see. Anybody who wants to send you a gift can, you know, use the link to send you a gift. And the process is very seamless. You just need to enter your phone number, the name, you add a personalized message. And the exciting thing is you can also send a gift anonymously, where, you know, the person doesn't know where it's coming from.
It's
like
coming from,
he was saying,
like Eric mentioned,
So just that, you make payment and the person receives the gift on their phone with a link and a redeem code. So that's very simple ways to.
Okay, I'd like you to just break it down for someone who would like to do this process. Just go through it again so that they just take the steps and then they are able to do that.
Okay, so if you want to send a gift to someone, you can visit our website giftpower.co. We have different categories available. Like we have stage plays, we have Valentine's Day packages, we have massage packages, we have
I think I would like the massage.
Transport packages, you know, airtime, people can send airtime, data, like I mentioned, massages. So what you do is when you see the gift that you want, you just click on it, you click on send. And when you click on send, you can either gift yourself or you give somebody.
Yeah, so self-love.
self-love, like you mentioned. So if you are gifting somebody, you just input your name and then your phone number and the person's name and the person's phone number. And then you can add a message and then select whether to send a gift anonymously and then click send. So when you click send, you review the details of the gifts you are sending, make sure everything is correct, and then you make payment. And then that's all you need to do. The person receives the gift on their phone. And
it's just as simple as that. Yeah. Okay, Rita, can we also look at wish list, people using that purpose if they want to send something to their significant other?
Okay, so I think most of the times we don't really know what somebody wants. And if you maybe you don't have maybe a digital wish list with your partner where you know, okay, your partner wants to buy this or get this, I think maybe the smart thing to do is if you have access to your partner's phone or maybe device, we ladies especially, we like to keep things in our cart. So let's say if I have like an app like maybe Fashion Nova app or Shein. There are some things I want to buy, but I've put them in my cart. If my partner sees this, these are some of the things or hints they would know that, okay, this is what she wants. And even sometimes some ladies post things on their social media like indirectly just to say that, okay, this is what I want. I think sometimes those are some of the things you can pick on. Somebody like me, for instance, I'm putting myself like as an example.
Yeah.
I want to like create a new setup. So usually I'll be posting new deck setup, like putting maybe hat emojis, stuff like that. So those are like, that is my wish list. And maybe I'm indirectly posting it out there. So just in case he or somebody sees it and wants to buy it or help me fix that setup up. So sometimes we need to pick up on some of the things our partners post on social media, even some of the things they keep in their notes and some of the apps they keep cutting. Those are some of the ideas you would get to maybe get somebody a gift.
These are all ways that we can use tech. We can use tech. If you are posting it even on WhatsApp, like you said, there's something that you're interested in. There's a wish list. It could be on the specific application, as you mentioned, Shein or Fashion Nova. You can have that in your cart or your wish list there. Or even on WhatsApp, you are posting the pictures. They are all signs to let you know that this is what we are interested in. So, if possible, make it available for us. Also, Amazon has wish lists that we can use, if anything at all. I'll let Eric touch on this a bit when it comes to the different ways that we can show love to our significant others. We've spoken about the wish list and then the use of some of these sites. Anything to add to that, Eric?
Yes. So, you know, cookies also works. So you take your partner's phone and you see some kind of ads roll out on your partner's phone, right? It gives you a clue what kind of searches your partner is doing. Mm-hmm. You see makeup, you see bag, you see. So just to add, just one thing to add, that's it. Just go to her phone or just throw your mind back, because tomorrow is just the vows day, right? So just think back when you were using her phone, where were some of the ads that were coming and all that, and that will give you a clue to what she really wants or what she has been looking for in her closets, right?
Okay, so this is two-way, not just checking her, but she can also check his and then see what he's been interested in. Okay, Joe, we would like you to just touch on wishlist from Amazon as well.
Okay, so wishlist is a platform where you can list your wishlist, anything you want at all. So maybe let's say you see something on Amazon, you see something on Instagram that you like, you see something on Facebook, you can just copy the link, create an account on Wishlist. So Wishlist is the platform, yeah. wishlist.com. When you create an account, you get to add anything you want there. So you get to add the price, the link to of where to buy it, and then you share the link with anybody. So you can create multiple accounts too. So maybe you can create a wish list for your boyfriend, a wish list for your brother, a wish list for your sister, where so anytime somebody gifts you, the gift disappears from the wish list disappears, so that there's no double gifting of your wish list. So it's very simple. You get to create a profile, you get to share with anybody, can give to you anywhere in the world. So when you see something, I think everyone should have a wish list account, you know.
Then you can share it.
And you can share with anybody, and then they make purchase for you. And then it's as simple as that.
It's just as simple as that. Yeah. Once you have the wish list, you can just share it with whoever you think can give you the particular gift there. And as Joel indicated, once that is purchased, it just goes off the list, and then you'll be left with what is left to be purchased. So we are looking at just how we can spice up some of these special days in our lives, and by so doing, using tech to spice up these. And I think, as Rita mentioned, it's about time we change things a bit, not going the same old way. But then what we would like to find out is, how cheap is using tech love this Vows Day against going out? But before we get to that, we will just take a quick break, and then when we are back, we will get details on it.
Imagine strutting into the most anticipated wedding of the year, only to see seven other girls wearing your exact same outfit.
Are special and one of a kind, and that's why whether it's voice, data or SMS, you get to enjoy personalized offers tailored to your specific needs with MTN just for you. Dial *141# or select your options on the My MTN app to redeem your unique just for you package on Ghana's best mobile network. MTN.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Bichum. Today we've been talking about tech love, or love tech, how we can use tech to spice up this Valentine's Day that is happening just tomorrow. And I've had with me in the studio Joel and Rita, and we've been discussing this. Eric has also been helping us in terms of what's are some of the ways that we can use tech to spice up our Valentine's Day. Just before we went on the break, we were asking ourselves, how cheap is it to use tech to spice up the Valentine's Day or celebrate Vows Day against doing the traditional things that we know? I'll start with you, Rita.
Okay, so some of the tech options are budget friendly. So like sending somebody a playlist, doing Netflix and chill at home, it's budget friendly. But there are some that are a bit costly, but mostly it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
So it's how you feel about the person and how much you are willing to afford. So you basically, it might be based on your pockets, let's say. You can go for budget friendly ones, or if you can afford to do more, it depends on you and then your partner.
Or even afford to do both. Mm. Depends on you. Yeah. Okay, so
let's say if you are going out on a date or something, first of all, you're about to think of food and transport. And I think
for ladies, we even think about what we wear. Okay, all those things are part of
so
it.
So it's cheaper to use tech, like the Netflix and chill, for 99, about 120 cedis a month, you get to subscribe to 4K Netflix. And there are also cheaper versions where so Netflix and chill, you can also order food online, delivered to you, you know, with drinks. So you just sit with your partner, enjoy. And then, and like I said earlier, It's the thought that counts. You can also send credit to your partners. You know, very cheap, any amount you want to send. And you can also add a message whilst you're sending the credit. So it's it makes it more special, even though it's, you know, just credit.
Yeah, it makes it more special, and it's the thought that counts, as we have said. We'll be getting into the second part of our conversation, where we are linking this whole expression of love through tech and how we can also stay aware of the things happening around in terms of cyber crimes, because as was mentioned in the news, over 3 million Ghana cedis was reported as scams, and romance scams were part of the things. And this we'll be doing shortly with Eric. But then, just before that, I just want to do final words from you first, Rita, and then Joel, in terms of tech love in general. Your final words before we move into the second part, where we'd have Eric give us some more discussions on how we can stay cautious.
Okay. So my final words are, usually when you talk about tech love, people just think about buying gadgets. So buying a laptop or buying your phone for your partner. But it goes way beyond that. There are very nice ways, like we've mentioned, that you can show love to your partner without having to break the bank or going the extra mile. So this Vows Day, you don't have to break the bank. You don't have to necessarily buy your partner a phone or a laptop to show your doing love tech. There are so many ways to explore. Just understand what your partner wants, what you can also do for them, and then make the day special. With that being said, happy Vows Day in advance to everyone.
Hey, I was going to say, you said we should post our partners on social media. Is there no special shout out to anyone? The way you have just said to everyone, we should just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think we should just leave
okay.
it at that.
We hear you. Joel?
Okay, so what I'll say is, if you are single for Vows Day,
like you,
yeah, like me, you can go online, you know, create a dating profile.
Create a dating profile. Yeah. We didn't even touch on that, because those are some of the ways we can even show.
Yeah, you know, create a dating profile. If you don't know what to write about yourself, let ChatGPT help you.
Help you.
Write about yourself. Make sure it's really about you, and then share. Just
I like what you just said. Make sure it's really about you. Don't go and put any fake information there.
Yeah,
I think we'll be talking about that in the second part.
So I think Eric will touch more on that.
Okay, it's been great having you. We are going to move into our second part shortly. Just stay with us. Right after this, we'll be getting into how you can be aware of what is happening and not fall a victim of the cyber crimes when it comes to romance scams.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichim. If you are just joining us, today we've been talking about love tech, how we can spice up our Valentine's Day tomorrow with some geeky ways. And I had with me in the studio Rita Clote and Joel Ifum. We have shared with you how you can spice up your Valentine's Day tomorrow using tech. If you've missed it, no worries at all. You can just watch the show again on YouTube and Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. Now, as I mentioned, this is the second part, and I have with me Eric Kweku Mensah, and he works with eCrime Bureau. We want to get into the press release that came from the Cybersecurity Authority. And with this, we know that we want to explore love this Valentine's Day using tech. And we know tech is a good thing. We are using it for many amazing things. As we said, it's even helping us now. Instead of writing letters, instead of having to travel to places, you can now do video calls and see what's happening. But then there are also scammers, and they are making things a bit difficult for others. So we want to just get into this. How safe is it? Someone, Joel just mentioned having dating apps and then exploring that. And sometimes people create profiles that are not really them. So how safe is it, and how can people just be aware of some of the things that happen there?
Thank you very much, Pep. Yes, tech is good. Tech has come to facilitate, you know, whatever we are doing. And of course, criminals will always go where they can get their victims. So yes, generally it is safe, depending on your awareness of the fraudulent schemes that are out there. So of course, if you are listening, don't shy away from tech.
Yeah.
It's the way to go. You only need to know what is happening and then protect yourself from the ills or the evils on the internet space.
Definitely. Yeah. So from the press release, over 3 million Ghana cedis went into the scams that were mentioned, and romance scams was one of it. Can we first give an example, and then afterwards we can look at some of the different ways that these scammers are operating in this season?
So, you know, when I read the press release, you know, for eCrime to, we do take some kind of statistics, and I must say that the press release has come timely.
Yes,
because it's going to conscientize people and help them you know, prevent some of these scams. You mentioned romance scam,
yeah.
And I'm just going to leverage on what Joel said before he left. He mentioned fake profiles.
Yeah.
This is really critical. Sometimes when criminals want to, you know, prey on people, from analysis at our side, most of the sextortion cases, right, most of cases that relates to leakage of nude pictures and all that, it comes from fake profiles that have been created by criminals.
Yeah.
And they use these fake profiles to communicate with their targets. Mm. So if you don't pay attention, you don't do your due diligence, and you trust this internet person, right, that you've not seen before, you just read their profile and all that, you end up falling prey to their schemes. And like you mentioned, the monies are huge.
Yeah.
Even what is being reported is just the ones that have been reported
to the
CSA.
Yes. Authority.
There are lots more that have not been reported. So just a bit on the romance scam, we ought to be careful. If you've met somebody online and you've not seen the person before, there are certain things that you shouldn't do, like giving your, you know, personal information and bank account and all that, and even giving monies to people out there. I know we are all good people, we have good hearts, but when it comes to the cyberspace, you have to do your due diligence before you send monies out to, you know, your love.
Your love. Because you're just saying this, and it's just reminding me of a story that someone shared with me. And the lady received a phone call, apparently didn't know the person. They started talking, and for a strange reason, it feels like She thought she had fallen in love with the person. Didn't know where the person lived, but they had been chatting on phone for a very long time. And the next thing that happened was, oh, I need money for this, she would send. Oh, I need money for that, she would send. And then finally, the guy came clean to say, you know what? I feel you're a good person. I'm actually in prison. And whatever I'm doing, I came with bad intentions. But just for the fact that someone can just go ahead and start sending, what are some red flags that people can look out for? Because it's just change. You don't know the person from anywhere, but you think you are in love with the person, or you think you like the person. So you just go ahead and start giving out money when they ask for it. What are some red flags that people can look out for to prevent such things from happening?
Great. So, you know, when it comes to love, of course, you can't detect to someone when to love and how to love, because someone can fall in love within, you know, we heard about love at what, first sight, yeah, and all that when we were all growing up, right? So the caution part is, when you meet someone afresh,
yeah,
and within a very short while, and of course the short while is subjective, the person starts asking you for financial help, then you should retreat a bit, take the relationship slowly. Maybe first, second, third, fourth, you can find an excuse, right? Just for you to be able to satisfy yourself. Because mind you, this online person, you've not met the person before. So the question should be, what if I send this money to the person and then the person is just gets missing within the internet space? Yeah. What will I do?
Yeah.
So we ought to be very careful. So like you mentioned, the first red flag is, you know, instant, or, you know, fast, for want of a better word, when someone asks you for financial help, right, within a very short while after meeting them,
yeah,
it should be a red flag. And then also, people who tend to fall in love, you know, to the stream within a short while of meeting you, it's also a red flag, because either the person wants to defraud you,
mm-hmm,
or the person has targeted to, you know, hurt you emotionally.
So this is, let's say we have Ama as an example,
yeah,
and then Ama starts receiving messages from someone, and then all of a sudden that someone, Mr. A,
yeah,
expresses love within a very short time, then that is also a red flag for Ama to watch out for.
Yes, of course. You know, for a very long-lasting relationship, of course, there are some elements or people that might be exceptions, right? But for a long-lasting relationship, it must be a bit, you know, gradual. You meet someone, you don't know the person from Adam, and then all of a sudden you fall in for the person, you want to marry the person tomorrow. No,
it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Of course, we are not having a relationship seminar or talk on the call, but it's in relation to how people fall in love, and then how that can lead to either fraud or being hurt emotionally. And mind you, sometimes people can set people up just to, you know, I don't want to use the keyword, but just to make the person look, you know, low. Maybe you are a high class lady,
yeah,
or a high class guy, and yeah, you say, this guy, I have to show him.
Yeah.
So someone plots a scheme and then targets you. So the advice here is that once you meet somebody online, particularly on social media,
yeah,
we are fond of giving our information out easily. You meet somebody on, you know, Instagram, you exchange, oh, hi, I want to be your friend. Oh, fine, I want to be my friend. Then the criminal can just first start by introducing himself, telling you about his family life, tell you about the kind of school he has gone
and
to.
And that could be fake.
That could
not
be fake.
Really true, yeah.
Right. So today I met you, tomorrow I start telling you all this, and I say, oh, okay, so now you're my friend. I've told you about myself. What about you? Then you start pouring everything.
Especially ladies.
Ladies.
We talk a lot.
So please, it's very important. And one thing we have realized for these criminals is that they've mastered their craft. So they will find words of affirmation and some very nice words to be able to get you to do what they want you to do. I've mentioned social engineering before.
Yeah.
It's also part of the social engineering scheme to be able to get you to do or fall in love for them rapidly, and then they will now take their action.
We definitely have to look out for some of these red flags? If the person comes in and straight away they are telling you some love things within a short while, you don't really know them, that is already a red flag for you. And when they come asking you for money within a short space of time, it's also a red flag for you. Now, we would like to share with our listeners how they can just know that it's not just about being defrauded. There is that aspect to it, but we can use the good size of tech. But before we get into that, we just want to take the quick tech fixes.
Hello there, my name is Michelle Lajakum, and I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips here on Geek Squad. Bookmarking a web page allows you quick access to the web page instead of having to browse it or search for it. Let me take you through some steps to bookmark a web page. On Mac, to bookmark a web page on Safari, you can either 1. Click on Bookmarks in the menu bar and choose Add Bookmark, or use the shortcut Command plus D. 2. You can also click on the Share button, that's the box with the arrow pointing up, and choose Add Bookmark. 3. You can also use Command plus D when using Chrome. On Chrome for Windows, you can bookmark a web page by clicking on the star icon on the right corner, clicking on the star icon on the right side of the address bar, or use the shortcut Control plus D. And that's it. Take control of your favorite web page today.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with Adobia Bridgium. Today we've been talking about love tech, geeky ways you can spice up your Valentine's Day tomorrow. But then we know that tech is something that some people are really using for bad things. You know, it's doing a lot of good things. People can go onto dating sites, find their love there. You can make a wish list and you have someone buy that gift for you. But we want to look at the other aspects too, because of the press release done by the CSA Cyber Security Authority. And with this, I've had with me Eric Kwekumensa, and we've been talking about some red flags. And Eric, you just add one, then we go to the question that I was asking just before the break.
Great. So we should be mindful of impersonated shops, right? So when you go to Google and you type a contact number of a shop, please do well to visit their website, get the correct number from that site, right? You might fall prey. And then authenticate or verify the shop before you purchase from them. Yeah.
We'll definitely have to check and verify before we do purchases online. So after all that we have shared this evening, letting listeners know that we can use tech to spice up our Valentine's Day, what is the confidence that we can give them? Because these sites are there. So what confidence can we give them that these sites, dating sites, or even everything that we have discussed, can still do the magic this season?
Yeah, so like we have mentioned, we've given you some tips to spice up tomorrow, right? So when you are trying to order something online, please go to the right site, website, and then purchase. Also, if it is payment, if it's delivery, make sure the goods come to your hand, inspect it before you release money to them, right? For want of a time, I'll just leave it here, but a quick shout out to my wife.
I was going to ask for that.
It's very important. So quick shout out to my wife, Gloria Makafu Mensa. I want to say I love you so much.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
So, you're special. Oh. You're special. Thank you.
You are special from your husband, Eric Kwekwe Mensa. I've already mentioned my husband's name, but Kofi Zain, I should mention it again. So please, Mr. Stephen Richard Kwekwe Bichum of Fidelity Bank, Ghana. Tomorrow is a special day. We have gotten a lot of tips, so Netflix and chills and things, just be ready for what is going to happen. Now, Eric, your final words. We've already done our shout-outs. Final words before we finally go off.
So my final word is, please, tomorrow, be cautious. Chill, but chill with caution, right? So that after Valentine's Day, there are more days to come and there'll be more Valentine's Day, right? So chill with caution. Thank you.
Chill with caution, please. we have to shine our eyes. Otherwise, when the thing happens, we will explain tire, and we don't want to do that. So let us just be mindful of what can be happening. The romance scams are on the high. People are getting scammed every time. And these are just the few that were reported, over 3 million Ghana cedis. You don't want to fall victim to this. It's been your girl, Adubia Bridgem. This evening, we've shared with you some geeky ways you can spice up your Valentine's Day. If you missed it, just hop onto our Facebook or YouTube channel at Joy 99.7 FM. God willing, next week, we will be back. Up next is news.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.